as long as probably said, we've come now pretty much to the end of our study on the person and work of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，我们基本上已经到了一个学习关乎圣灵的工作和位格啊，这样的一个专题的学习的尾声了。
We've looked at his work in believers, and we've tonight we're going to finish the topic of the spiritual gifts.
那今天呢，我们会把关乎圣灵的恩赐这样一个话题呢讲完。
And if there are any questions regarding anything to do with the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, you might let our brother Long know.
那如果你有相应的问题啊，你可以随时告诉我们。
Tonight, what we'd like to look at is some practical things.
今晚呢，我们会讲一点的应用的话题。
How to use our gifts?
怎么来使用我们属灵的恩赐？
How we can develop our gifts?
怎么我们才能建立我们的恩赐，发展出自己的恩赐？
And then some guidelines on recognizing or discovering our gifts.
也同时呢，有一些引导来让我们发现、认辨识出我们自己的属灵恩赐。
Now, we've been looking at the gifts, there's two main categories of gifts.
那我们已经知道呢，有两个大类的属灵恩赐。
There were the temporary or foundational gifts with their accompanying sign gifts to authenticate that foundation.
一个呢是建立根基，暂时的恩赐，以及呢为配合这些恩赐呢所来的那些神迹的恩赐啊，这都是过去了的。
And those sign gifts that were given, they were to authenticate the man and his message.
那这些神迹的恩赐呢，都是要来证实那些传神话的人以及他所传的信息。
Until such time as the word of God by the mouth of the apostles and prophets was written down for us in the scriptures.
那直到什么时候呢？到圣经借着神初代教会的仆人已经成书流传下来之后。
So that's the first main category, and it doesn't mean to say that God has stopped working miracles.
那这是第一个大类的恩赐，这个不等于说呢，神今天不再行神迹了。
God is God and can work however he wants.
神是神，他可以按照他的意志做一切的事。
But the greatest miracle of all is when someone is born again by the Spirit of God.
但所有的神迹里，没有什么能和一个人在圣灵里重生得救更大的神迹了。
You remember to Nicodemus, that to him was something that he, outside of his understanding.
你会看见尼哥底母来到耶稣面前啊，在他看来呢，有一些已经超出了他能理解啊。
And so every one of us here tonight that is born again of the Spirit of God has experienced the miracle of the new birth.
因为呢，我们今天接受基督的在座的每一位呢，都是在圣灵里用神迹的方式重生了的人。
So, you are a walking miracle.
所以你就是一个行走的神迹吧。
And praise God for that.That's one of the greatest testimonies that there is in the world today.
那我们为此感谢神，这是最伟大的见证啊，为主，就是每一个重生得救的你我。
And that's a very powerful witness that you have in your heart is that you can tell people that you know the living God because he lives within.
那这是一个最强大的见证，因为你可以告诉世人神是个活神，因为他就活在你里面。
Now we have no need though of prophets and apostles today, in the primary sense, in the sense of those that had laid the foundation.
但我们今天呢，没有必要再有这一类的使徒啊、先知啊、这类的恩赐呢，因为他们建立根基的事情已经做完了。
Their teaching has been written down in the scriptures for us, and we now have the scriptures themselves.
那他们的教导呢，都已经写在圣经里，我们现在已经有全本的圣经在手上。
We don't need miracles to authenticate the scriptures. The scriptures authenticate themselves.
所以我们不再需要神迹来证实圣经，因为圣经已经可以证实自己了。
But the second great category is the building gifts.
那第二个大类的圣灵恩赐呢，是建造的恩赐。
And the building gifts, they divide, we looked at them last week, but they divide into two basic categories.
那我们上一周讲到，那它变成圣建造的恩赐呢，也有两个类。
I guess it was 2 weeks ago when we went through the list of the building gifts.
大概应该两周前啊，我们过了一遍，理了一遍这个建造的恩赐。
Now turn to 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10 and 11.
彼得前书四章十到十一节。
First Peter chapter 4 verses 10 and 11.
彼得前书四章十到十一节。
As each one has received a gift,Minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远。阿们。
Now the first truth that we want to emphasize is that each one has received a gift.
第一个真理我们要强调的是每一个人都领受了一个恩赐。
If you've been saved by the grace of God, it's by the Spirit of God, and you have received a gift, a spiritual gift, in addition to your salvation.
当你得救，在圣灵里重生的时候，你就从圣灵呢领受了在你救恩基础上的一样属灵的恩赐之上。
So that's the first thing that Peter emphasizes, that every one of us,Everyone has received at least one gift.
所以第十节的前面一句话就从彼得呢就告诉我们，每一个人至少有一个恩赐，不是吗？
The second thing he emphasizes here is that we should minister or serve one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
那第二个呢，也就是我们要按照神的恩赐。按照神的恩呢来彼此服侍啊。
The manifold grace of God means that it's has many parts, the grace of God, many facets, many, yeah.
那按照神的百般的恩赐啊，第十节的后半段，所以百般就意味着呢，它有很多面，很多种。
And so each of us has been given a different gift so that we might together, manifest that great glory of God, the grace of God.
所以这正是要靠着神的百般恩赐来彼此服侍，来做好管家。
And then Peter talks about two main categories of building gifts.
然后呢，彼得就讲到两个很主要的建造的恩赐种类。
There are the speaking gifts in verse 11.
十一节讲到讲道的圣言的恩赐。
If anyone speaks, let him speak as of the oracles of God.
他说若有讲道的要按着神的圣言讲。
And so, and then the second category is the serving gifts or the ministry.
那第二个呢就是服侍人的。
If anyone ministers, let him minister as with the ability which God supplies.
那神要人若有服侍人的呢就按着神所赐的力量服侍。
So all of the building gifts fall in under one of those two categories.
所以所有的建造的恩赐呢都会落在这两种之一。
Speaking, we speak as if it's God speaking because we use the scriptures and we don't have to apologize for what the scriptures say because it is the very word of God.
那如果你是讲道呢，那你总是从圣经里来，所以这就保证呢，我们不需要担心这是错的，因为它本来就是出于圣经的。
And then as we minister or serve, we do it with the ability that God has gifted us with.
那如果我服侍人做事工呢，那我们总是按照神所赐的力量来做。
So each of us now is responsible to function as a servant of the church by using our gift.
所以我们呢，当使用恩赐的时候，我们要知道我们就是在教会的一个功用之一啊，就是教会的一个方面的事工的一份子。
Now the New Testament never talks about gifts for private use or private advancement.
所以圣经从来没有这么一个概念是什么呢？使用圣灵的恩赐为自己所用。为自己私利或者私下的用处没有的。
Nor does the New Testament present a picture of just a few workers, one worker or two or three workers doing most of the service for God, while others just sit passively.
所以没有这样的一个情形，就是一些工人呢，专门他们在做，其他人就被动的。很被动地坐在那。
Every one of us having been given a gift is responsible to the one who gave it on how we use our gift.
所以我们每一个人呢，得着的属灵恩赐都要向那一位给我们这恩赐的那一位负责，我们要用出来。
Turn to Luke chapter 19.
路加福音的十九章。
There is a parable here that the Lord Jesus tells.
这里有一个比方啊，耶稣来告诉我们。
Luke chapter 19 and verse 11.
路加福音十九章十一节往后的故事。
Now as they heard these things, he spoke another parable because he was near Jerusalem and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. Therefore he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return.
众人正听见这些话的时候，耶稣因为将近耶路撒冷，又因他们以为神的国快要显出来，就另设一个比喻说，有一个贵胄往远方去，要得国回来。
In verse 1 it says that the disciples thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear immediately.
因为呢在前面门徒以为神的国就要快显出来了。
So the Lord Jesus though had been rejected, and the king had been rejected, and so the kingdom now was going to be put aside, postponed.
正是因为王啊耶稣被拒绝了，所以呢国度也被拒绝了。这样的话呢，国度就要先被神放在他的计划里呢，先放到一边。
And he was going to be killed on the cross, and there would be a new dispensation, the dispensation of the grace of God that we are living in now.
所以神呢，要开启一个新的时代，也就是恩典的时代，我们今天所住的时代， 这个时代呢，是他们犹太人拒绝耶稣钉死他之后就开启了。
The disciples thought that the kingdom was going to be in manifest form. It was going to be a real kingdom with the Lord Jesus reigning on earth.
所以门徒们这个时候以为呢，哎，他要成立的国度是不是就是来了，要在地上做王做统治。
But the Lord Jesus was going to die and he was going to heaven and the kingdom of God would be in the believers now during this time.
那耶稣呢，其实那个时候他要受难然后呢升天，他所赐的这个国呢今天是在你我的心里，在信徒的心里。
And so he gives this parable, which is a parable of the postponed kingdom and those servants during that time when the king is away, their responsibilities.
所以在这里他讲到的这个国呢，他就给到他的臣民呢，告诉他们在王不在的时候，那他们有哪一些的责任。
So in verse 12 again, he says, therefore, he said, a certain nobleman, which he's speaking of himself.
12节说有一个贵胄，那他讲的就是自己了。
And he goes to a far country, which is heaven. He was died and rose again, went to heaven.
他要去远方，这就是讲天堂。那他要遇难升天，他就到天上去了。
And he's going to receive a kingdom when he returns.
所以当他要回来的时候呢，第二次再来呢，耶稣就要得他的国度了。
That'll be after the rapture, and when after the great tribulation, he will come again to earth with his church and receive that kingdom.
那这个时间呢，是要在教会被提之后，大灾难之后呢，他要再来和他的教会一同来地上作王，就是十二节的后半段。
So in the meantime, those servants, while he's away, he gives them some gifts.
所以你注意了呢，当他不在的时候呢，他给了他的这些仆人一些恩赐。
So he called 10 of his servants and delivered to them 10 minas.
这就是十个仆人给了他们十锭银子。
And he said to them, do business until I come.
他说你们去做生意直等我回来。
And so that those minas, each servant received one mina.
那一个仆人呢得了一锭银子。
These are not natural talents. They all received exactly the same amount, one mina.
那这个不是一个我们天然人的禀赋恩赐，因为你注意到呢，每个人很平均啊，一个人一个。
And that is the gift of the Holy Spirit by grace and the gifts that proceed from the Holy Spirit, they were to use while he was in heaven.
那这就是借着圣灵，我们因着圣灵重生之后呢，圣灵给我们每个人的恩赐，而且我们要在我们的王在天上，就等于离开我们不在这里的时候呢，我们要在这段时间里把这些恩赐用出来。
And then we, in verse 14, to complete the exposition of this, verse 14, his citizens, that is the Jewish nation as a whole, they hated him, sent a delegation after him, and said, we will not have this man to reign over us.
14节呢，他继续讲，他说他本国的人，其实也就是犹太人的国，以色列他们却恨他，打发使者随后去说，我们不愿意这个人做我们的王。
So you see the church and you see Israel in this parable.
所以在这个比喻里呢，你会看见两个形象都有，有教会也有以色列。
The church are the servants and the citizens are the Jews.
所以仆人呢就是教会，这个本国的人呢就是犹太人。
And then whenHe returns, he's going to have the servants give an accounting of what they did with their gifts while he was away.
那他回来的时候啊，他要让他的仆人呢，要交账的，交什么账呢？也就是当他不在的时候呢， 他的仆人怎么用他给的恩赐。
And that's what we, That's what we want to look at specifically today is our responsibility to use our gift and to gain something for the Lord in the use of them.
那这正是我们的责任啊，那我们要在今天呢使用我们的这些恩赐，为了主，这恩赐呢是最初他赐给我们的。
So, in verse 15, we read on.
啊，那所以我们15节呢，我们继续。
And so it was when they returned, when he returned, having received the kingdom, that he commanded those servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him that they might, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first saying, Master, your mina has earned 10 minas. And he said to them, Well done, good servant, because you were faithful in very little. Have authority over 10 cities. And then the second came saying, and so on, that we don't need to read further.
15节他既得国回来，就吩咐那叫那领银子的仆人来，要知道他们做生意赚了多少。头一个上来说，主啊，你的一锭银子已经赚了10锭。主人说，好，良善的仆人，你既在最小的事上有忠心，可以有权柄管10座城。第二个来说，主啊，你的一锭银子已经赚了5锭。主人说，你也可以管5座城啊，所以我们就不再往下读了。
The important thing to remember, though, in this parable, because it illustrates that there is coming a day when we're going to have to answer to God for the gift of the Spirit that He has given to us and how we've used it.
那在这个比喻里，我们要知道，终有一天呢，我们是要向神教我们。账，这个账呢，是他给我们的恩赐，我们怎么用的
？So, we're all told that we need to be used, ministering, using our gifts according to God's plan. But the question is, how are we going to go about that? And that's what the subject of our teaching tonight is.
啊，那我们总是会要。向神交这个账啊，那我们的教导今晚要讲的就是，我们怎么来看待这件事情，怎么做啊？
First of all, we'd like to look at, to discover our gift.
那第一呢，我们总要先发现我的恩赐啊。
How do we discover what gift we have?
那我怎么知道我有什么恩赐呢？
Well, there's many commands in the New Testament that we should serve one another.
那有新约里有很多的教导，让我们要彼此服侍。
You know, you don't have to wait to discover your particular gift before you serve.
所以你在你服侍的时候啊，其实你不用等啊，其实你到开始服侍的时候，你就知道你的恩赐是什么了。
We may not be gifted in a certain, in different areas, but we can still serve in those areas that we're not particularly gifted in.
我刚才讲错了，就他说呢，是你在服侍的领域啊，不用等到你明白什么恩赐，你再去服侍，因为呢，你在一个领域里，你可以一直去服侍，即便呢，你在这里呢，还不知道你是不是有恩赐。
For example, Galatians chapter 5.
啊，加拉太书的五章。
Galatians chapter 5 and verse 13.
五章的十三节。
For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
Well, what does serving one another mean?
那彼此互相服侍什么意思？
To serve someone, you are meeting their needs, whatever they might be.
那彼此服侍呢，就是你就满足他们的需要啊，不管是什么。
Sometimes it may be just listening to their problems.
有的时候可能就是简单就听他讲他的困难而已。
We serve one another by taking the scriptures and encouraging someone.
然后呢我们想到一些经文呢就可以鼓励他人啊、这就在服侍他了。
It can be some practical matters. Maybe looking after their children, if you're an older person that has some free time.
那也许是一些非常实用的方面，比方说呢，你是一个年长的姊妹，那你可能就是帮别人看一看孩子。
It's knowing and looking after the needs of our brothers and sisters.
就是你知道，也看顾了我们弟兄姊妹的需要，这就在服侍。
Turn to another one. For example, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7.
那哥林多后书九章七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7.
哥林多后书九章七节。
So let each one give as he purposes in his heart.
个人要随本心所酌定的。
Somebody might have a particular gift of giving.
那有的人可能呢会有一个特别的恩赐，就是施舍的恩赐。
But all of us should give.
但是我们每个人都应该给嘛，对。
As he says there, each one give as he purposes in his heart.
所以你会注意到第零后的九章七节是个人要随本心所酌定的要去给啊，这并没有单独提到恩赐。
We may not have the gift of evangelism, but we are all told to evangelize.
那也许我们并不是每一个人都被给了一个传福音的恩赐，但是呢，神却给了我们每一个人都有的命令，需要传福音。
We all may not be called to be teachers, but we should all be teaching the word.
那我们都不是说每个人都有教师教导的恩赐，但是呢，我们每个人都会需要哎，把神的话呢讲给别人听。
This is the way we start to serve the Lord. It means serving the body any way that we can.
所以这是我们服侍主的一个开始，意味着呢，我们服侍这个主的肢体啊，在任何方面，我只要能，我只要愿意的，我就往前行了。
Now, if sometimes a special blessing of God in one of those areas of ministry may be a sign of a spiritual gift.
所以在这个过程中呢，这样的一些特别的服侍的具体的服侍里呢，可能就会神给我们一个特定的属灵恩赐。
But we don't want to limit giving, having faith, or helping others only to those that are gifted to do that.
所以我们的结论就是呢，我们也没有必要把做这类特别类型的事情，比方说施舍啊或者教导啊，把这个只留给那些有恩赐的人做，并不是这个结论。
And it's very likely that there are those that have more than one gift.
同时呢，也非常可能有一些人可能有超过一个恩赐的。
When we looked at that description of the gifts, there were so many of them, and some of them are very close to one another, others are quite different, and yet we could have multiple gifts, more than one gifts.
那我们学到属灵恩赐这一课的时候，我们看见有很多不同类型的，有些呢彼此相近，有些呢特别的彼此不同，所以有这种很大可能性，有些人呢他多过一个，在他身上多过一个的恩赐。
Well, we should never ever claim that we are spiritually superior because we have one gift or another gift.
但是我们要记得呢，我们不能够因为我有一个或多个恩赐呢，我就声称呢我比别人更属灵啊，这是不对的。
Remember that it's the Holy Spirit that gives the gift as He wills, not as we will.
你要记得一个事实，因为我们的属灵恩赐是圣灵按照他的意思 按照己意，而不是按照我的意思分配下来的，所以我没有什么可自夸的。
And someone with pride, you can be sure that God is not going to bless their gift if they're full of pride.
所以一个人如果骄傲呢，那你要知道神是可能不会给他，因着他的骄傲给到他，属灵恩赐，祝福的。
That's just a start, really, of ways to discover our gift. But how can those gifts actually be developed?
那我们在这个过程中啊，我们会发现我们的恩赐。那我们怎么才能形成啊？
We start out by serving. We start out by serving any way we can.
那我们开始的阶段呢？是所有的方向都可以，我们愿意有感动做的就都去做了。
And if you have a gift, the development of gifts, normally this comes when we are actively using our gifts for the Lord.
所以当我们不断的很主动的使用我们的恩赐为了主的功的时候，慢慢的我们就开始培养或者发展这某一个方向的恩赐。
It's very seldom, if ever it happened at all, that a gift would be fully developed right from the beginning.
所以非常罕见的一个情形是什么？就是一个人的属灵恩赐在一开始啊就发展的完全成型，非常成熟了。这种情形是很少见的。
When we're born again by the Spirit of God, we have been given, as it were, a seed.
换句话说。我们在从圣灵重生的时候呢，里面是有一个种子了。
And any seed then that has been that has sprouted and life comes forward, it's a very small plant.
对，任何的种子都会有这个特点，就像生根发芽长大，它都是一个生命嘛。
So think of your gift or gifts as a very very tiny plant.
那你把你的属灵恩赐呢，想象成非常非常小的一个植物。
And sometimes you can't distinguish one plant from another when they first come up out of the ground.
所以你很多时候呢，当一个小的植物刚刚从地里长出来的时候，你没办法分辨哪一个是什么。
But as they grow and develop, then they get more individual characteristics.
所以当它不断的生长的过程中，哎，你就能分辨它各自的特点了。
And this takes time.
这个需要时间。
It takes days, it takes nights, it takes rain, it takes the wind, it takes a lot of growing before the plant becomes fully mature.
它需要白天，需要黑夜，需要雨水需要风它需要很长的时间，直到呢它长成能够成熟，你能分辨是什么。
So growth in the use of our spiritual gifts seems to be governed by very similar principles that we see in nature.
所以我们的属灵恩赐的成长和使用呢，非常像我们在自然界看见的植物。
Now, there's another important point that we need to look at.
还有一个重要的点呢，我们需要关注。
And that is that a plant needs good soil.
那就好的植物是需要好土的。
A gift cannot grow if the individual Christian is not growing.
一个人的属灵恩赐是没办法成长，如果这个人的属灵生命不长，恩赐就不长。
If you turn to Romans chapter 12, please.
那我们看一下罗马书的十二章。
In Romans chapter 12, there is one of the passages that we looked at that enumerate some spiritual gifts.
那这是一个很重要的一章呢，提到很多属灵恩赐的。
But there's a very important passage that precedes the gifts.
那这里有一个很重要的一段哈，在讲恩赐，在恩赐之前应该是。
That is Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2.
就是罗马书十二章的一节和二节，在讲恩赐之前讲了两节，很重要的。
We might call these the prerequisites for the development of spiritual gift.
我们也可以把它称为呢，发展属灵恩赐的一个先决条件。
Why we might ask ourselves a question going back to the natural realm. Why do some plants thrive and other plants don't?
你回到自然界里，为什么有的植物呢发展茂盛，有的呢却不是？
Well, even if plants have the same kind of soil, but a plant receives no water, it's not going to grow.
即便有一个土不错，但是如果植物呢没有水呢，它也长不好。
If it doesn't receive any nutrients, it's not going to grow.
没有营养呢，它也长得不好。
And so, in order for a plant to grow, it needs the right conditions.
所以植物要长得好呢，条件要合适。
In the same way, the Christian growth, the development of our gifts depends upon our Christian growth.
所以同样的道理，我们属灵恩赐的培养也是和我们的生命成长有关系的。
Look at chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
罗马书的12章1、2节。
This is a prerequisite, we might say, to the gifts, the development of the gifts.
那这是一个先决条件啊，给我们的这属灵恩赐的先决条件。
He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And then he gives an enumeration of a number of the gifts after that admonition.
所以他讲到了很多，在这一段之后就讲到很多属灵恩赐。
And what are the conditions then for the development of gift is that we present our bodies a living sacrifice to God.
所以这里逻辑就很清楚了，我们得着所赐的恩，所赐的恩赐之前要做什么呢？是要把我们的身体，把我们自己当作活祭献上给神。
In that way we can, as he tells us in verse 2, we can prove or we can demonstrate the will of God in our lives.
所以第二节就说呢，只有这样，我们献为活祭之后呢，才能够证明或者说明白查验神的良善的旨意是怎样的。
It's useless for a carnal Christian to expect a great spiritual gift in helping others if they're living for this world.
一个情形是很难想象的，如果一个属肉体的基督徒他还活在世界的里面呢，很难想象他能够用属灵的恩赐去服侍他人。
Again, let's look at another passage, Ephesians chapter 4, where we have another list of gifts, and we see that preceding that list, there is also an admonition to holy living.
同样呢，我们以弗所书呢，也有一长串的属灵恩赐的一段，在这一段之前呢，也有一个教导。
Chapter 4, verses 1 to 6 is an admonition. And then comes in the enumeration of the gifts in verses, down from verse 7 down to verse 12.
那这里结构是这样，以弗所书四章的一节到六节呢，是这个教导。 那七节到第十二节呢，就是列举了很多属灵恩赐。
He says in verse 1, I therefore the prisoner of the Lord beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, and endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in a bond of peace.
我为主被求的劝你们，既然蒙召，四章一节以弗所书，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。
If a Christian is not walking worthy of his calling, neither can he expect to see the development of his gift.
如果一个人，一个基督徒没有在圣灵的呼召下呢，是与神同行啊，活圣洁的生命，他也不太可能拿着这个属灵生恩赐去服侍别人。
Those are the prerequisites.
这些是个先决条件。
And then in chapters, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse chapter 14, in between those chapters where the gifts are enumerated, we have that beautiful chapter 13.
同样的在哥林多前书12章啊，讲到许多的属灵恩赐之后呢，就进到了13章，这很美的爱的篇章。
Verse 31, Paul introduces chapter 13 by verse 13 of the previous chapter, chapter 12.
所以临前的12章27节往后呢，讲了很多属灵恩赐，到最后一节12章的31节啊，就引出了第13章这爱的篇章的前言。
But he says, but earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way.
你们要切切的求那更大的恩赐，我现今把最妙的道指示你们。
And that is that they be administered in love to... Well, thank you for your patience and your grace.
谢谢大家的耐心啊，谢谢大家给我恩典。
So now, what I'd like to do is, I think Mr. Summers has summarized some of the things that I've been talking about. So I'm going to go on to some guidelines.For recognizing our gifts.
刚才我相信那个 Harold 弟兄已经把我前面讲的呢都已经简要的总结了一下，所以我们现在往下进行，讲一下我们怎么发现属灵恩赐的一些指南。
These are some guidelines that might be helpful as you seek to find out what your gift might be.
所以这些那个指导呢，可能会对你有帮助，能帮助你找到你的属灵恩赐是什么。
First of all, be others directed. In other words, you look for how you might minister to other people.
首先一个原则呢，就是以他人的需要为导向的，就是你使用属灵原则呢，总是要为了他人的利益服务的。
Rather than criticizing our brothers and sisters,What you do is you seek ways in which you can build them up.
你不是呢要去批评别的弟兄姐妹，而是呢你去想办法怎么能够建造他们。
And as you build them up, then they in turn can serve the body of Christ.
你建造了别人呢，别人他们反过来呢也可以一起服侍这个教会的这个肢体，基督的这个身体。
So that, in other words, we don't concentrate on our gift. If we do so, you may not be able to find your gift.
换句话说呢，你不能老是 就是盯住你自己的恩赐，你越是这样做呢，你越是发现不了你的恩赐。
This is God's gift, it's not your gift.
这是神给你的礼物，而不是你自己的。
So we don't concentrate on the gift for ourselves. We look for ways in which we can help others.
也就是说我们不能把这个恩赐呢把它视同自己的留给自己，而是要想办法呢去看怎么能够为别人的益处而使用出来去服侍。
Another guideline is that look for an open door of service.
另外一个指导意见呢，就是你要去找给你敞开的这个服侍的门。
That is, look for opportunities how you can help.
也就是去寻找你能够帮助别人的这样的机会。
We don't wait until we discover our gift before we serve.
我们不是说
it may not, yeah.
等到自己找到了我的属灵恩赐，我再去服侍。
Even if it's something that you don't particularly like to do, but if there's a need and you fill it, then the Lord can bless that.
其实呢，有些事情你不愿意做，但是呢，你的确感觉到有需要，而且你感受到了这个需要的话呢，你就去做，神就会祝福你的。
Nor should we wait around when there's work to be done and there's needs to be met. Nor should we say, well, I'm going to wait until I find out what my gift is before I serve.
所以你不能说看周围有需要啊，有需要这个服侍的地方，但是呢，你不去动，你说你等着，等我知道我的属灵恩赐是什么，我再去服侍。
We think about the Lord Jesus himself. He was the greatest servant of all.
我们想到我们的主耶稣，他是最伟大的仆人。
And he served everyone. And he served at any moment.
他是随时随地在服侍每一个人。
And trying to concentrate on one particular area too soon, may handicap you.
你过早的把自己的服侍呢局限在一个领域呢，可能会妨碍你的发展的。
Often we're not the best judges of our own characters.
我们通常呢就是不是最好的一个评判官来评判我们自己的性格的。
A verse that came to me very young in my Christian life and was Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10.
在我刚信主不久的时候呢，有一句经文给我印象很深，就是传道书的九章十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10.
传道书九章十节。
Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going.
凡你手所当做的事要尽力去做，因为在你所必去的阴间没有工作，没有谋算，没有知识，也没有智慧。
So if you see a need, then do it wholeheartedly as to the Lord.
所以你要是看到一个需要呢，你就在主面前尽力的去做，就像为主而做的一样。
You, in doing so, you will begin to develop or be able to understand what your gift is. You'll be able to recognize your gift.
你这样做的时候呢，你就能够发现你的属灵恩赐是什么了。
And not only that, but also actively pray. Here's another one. Pray for opportunities to serve.
不仅如此呢，还有另外一点呢，你就是要积极主动的去祷告，去祷告寻求这服事的机会。
A simple little prayer is, Lord, what would you have me to do?
一个很简单的祷告词就是，主啊，你需要我在哪里服侍你呢？你需要我做些什么呢？
don't wait for someone to come and ask you or to seek you out to do something.
你不要等着总是别人来找你，把你找去做一些什么事。
We can ask God for wisdom as to what the needs are and how we might meet those needs.
你可以求神，求他赐给你智慧，看这需要在哪里，你又怎么能够满足这个需要。
And neither do we want to underestimate our capacity, to do what God wants. God is sufficient. In other words, if we ask, Lord, what can I do? And you might think, well, I won't pray that because he might ask me to do something that I'm not able to do. No, God isn't like that. He's
所以我们也不要低估我们在主里面能够得着的能力，因为我们有的时候会说，哎呀，我不要这样祷告，因为我可能做不了这个事情。不是的，神不是这样，他是能够给你足够的能力去完成这个工作的。
Just like a wise earthly father would never ask his child to do something that they're unable to do at that stage. So our Father in heaven knows us better than we know ourselves. So we can trust him that no matter what he asks us to do, he knows that he will be sufficient to help us carry it through.
就像一个地上的智慧的父亲，他都不会让他的孩子做一个他能力根本够不着的事情。我们的天父更是如此，他比我们更了解我们自己。他若让我们做一个什么事呢，他一定会给我们相应的能力，能够完成这个工作的。
And I have a verse for that. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9. And I can read it for you.
有一个经文啊，
And he said to me, my grace.
哥林多后书的十二章chapter 12 verse, which verse?
Verse
9. 第九节，十二章九节。
Even Paul didn't think that he could continue on, but he was encouraged by the Lord who said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness.
就即使保罗啊，他都有干不下去的时候了，但是在这句经文里面呢，主就鼓励了他，他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
So we don't want to underestimate ourselves. If we are submissive to God, He is sufficient for even the greatest of challenges.
所以我们不要低估自己，只要我们把自己全然的交给神呢，他会给我们足够的能力，即使做那最困难的事情也能够完成。
On the other hand, we don't want to overestimate ourselves in the flesh.
那另外一方面呢，我们也不要在肉体里面高估我们自己。
Romans chapter 12 and verse 3, Paul warns us.
在罗马书的十二章三节里面呢，保罗呢警告我们。
For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
我凭着我所赐我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
So, we want to avoid both dangers, limiting God, but overestimating ourselves, those two dangers.
所以这两个方面的危险呢，我们都要去避免。一个呢，就是小看了神的能力，限制了神的能力。另外呢，就是高估了我们自己。
Now another guideline for, discovering our gifts or, for recognizing it,is that we can ask others, mature believers who know you.
另外一个呢，发现我们属灵恩赐的一个指引呢，就是我们去可以问比我们属灵更成熟的人的意见。
we're often not the best judge of our own gifts, as I mentioned before.
我刚才提到了，我们通常自己不是那个最好的评判我们属灵恩赐的那个人。
We may have some personal desires, or we want a certain type of gift. We prefer that.
有的时候呢，我们可能有个人的一些倾向的，就是想要的恩赐，我就想要那个方面的恩赐。
But that might not be what God wants for you.
但是这可能不是神想要给你的。
Again, we quote the scripture that the Spirit gives the gifts as he wills.
所以我们再次引用那个经文是圣灵凭己意把恩赐分配给个人的，是圣灵的旨意。
There are examples of very gifted men of God who at first were very shy and said, Lord, don't make me a preacher or a teacher.
有很多这样的例子啊，非常很多伟大的属神的仆人，他们最开始的时候呢都是很胆怯很害羞的，他总是跟神说，哦，神呐，你不要让我做一个传道人，不要让我做一个教师。
And yet the Lord has blessed their ministry greatly.
但是神却大大的祝福了他们的服事。
And then there's the other side of things. There's those that have sought, they wanted to be teachers and preachers, and when obviously to everybody else, their gifts lay somewhere else.
另外一方面呢，就有些人认为呢，他们自己是讲道的人，是教师，但是呢，别人都明白他们的恩赐不在这方面。
So older Christians can see, may be able to see your gifts as they develop, and they may encourage you in certain directions.
所以属灵的长者呢，他们可能会更清楚的能看见你的属灵恩赐在哪里，他也能够帮助你发展这方面的恩赐。
So you need to be humble and open to counsel from wise elders, mature believers.
你需要谦卑，也向那些智慧的长老们敞开，听取他们的意见。
And if a door closes, accept the fact that is not where the Lord wants you.
如果门关上了呢，你要接受这样的事实，就是神并没有让你在这方面服事。
So we need to cultivate an attitude of honesty with ourselves.
所以我们要对自己持一个诚实的态度，对自己要诚实。
A gift is not something to be proud of.
属灵恩赐不是让你自己用来夸口的。
It's something to glorify God with.
是为了用来荣耀神的。
And if man gets the glory, God doesn't get the glory.
如果这荣耀给了人，神就得不到这荣耀了。
So, it's a good thing to seek the counsel of mature Christians. They might be able to give you an honest assessment, but be ready to receive it as from the Lord.
所以呢，你要敞开去听那些属灵成熟的比你更成熟的长者的意见，同时呢，你也愿意谦卑的接受他们这从主来的意见。
Now, another thing is you need to be active in serving. We've talked about that earlier, but activity may lead to the discovery of your gift.
另外一个重要的点就是我们前面反复讲的，就是你要主动的、积极的去服侍，你的。主动的服侍呢，会帮助你发现你的属灵恩赐是什么。
When we serve, we very seldom run ahead of the Lord. If you seek to serve as a humble servant, you're not going to run ahead of the Lord. He will lead you through that process.
如果你是一个谦卑的、愿意主动服侍的人呢，你很少会犯这个走到神前面的这个错误的。神会带领你的。
Well, here's a couple of questions you might ask yourself.
你可能会问自己这样几个问题。
Have you made yourself available or to the Lord? Or are you do you seek to avoid responsibility?
你是不是随时准备服侍主呢？还是你想要就是回避逃避你的责任呢？
In other words, you have to present your bodies, your whole being to God, which is reasonable because of the fact that he gave everything for you.
也就是说你要把你的身体献给主作为活祭，这是理所当然的，因为他把他的一切都给了你。
Should we not serve him, the one who went to the farthest extreme to serve us?
我们难道不应该服侍那个用他所有倾其所有来服侍我们的那一位吗？
We need to all pray that prayer, Lord, what would you have me to do?
我们每一个人都要做这样的祷告，主啊，你想让我做什么？
Or here's another question.
还有另外一个问题。
What you're doing right now, are you faithful in what you're doing?
你现在所做的服侍，你是忠心的在服侍吗？
The Lord is looking for faithfulness in his servants.
神总是在寻找他仆人的忠心，他总是期望他仆人忠心的服侍他。
If a servant is not faithful, neither is he going to get any better duties to do.
如果仆人不忠心呢，神不会给他更好的责任的，更大的责任去做的。
But as we're faithful to him, he will then lead us to the next stage of our development.
只要我们对主忠心，他会带领我们到我们的服侍的下一个阶段，下一个层次的。
So you see,developing our gifts and discovering our gifts is not something that, it's not like on our birthdays where we just open presents and enjoy the present.
所以发现我们的属灵恩赐和发展我们的属灵恩赐呢，不是像我们在我们过生日的时候收到礼物打开礼物那样的一种感觉。
A gift can be a tremendous burden.
因为一个恩赐呢，可能是一个非常大的重担。
It can be the means of bringing us to our knees many times.
可能我们需要多次的跪下来向神祷告。
But think of it as a gift that God has given you to actually build up, to be a co-builder with the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, I will build my church.
但是你要这样想，神给了你一个恩赐，是让你和主一起同工，和他一起建造他的教会的。
Another thing too is we need to have patience.
另外一个点呢，就是我们需要有耐心。
Endurance.
忍耐。
Because we can't expect instant development of gift.
因为我们不能预期呢，我们的属灵恩赐一下子就发展成熟了。
Growth is the scriptural way of development in all areas of our Christian life.
圣经里面的这个原则，就是慢慢成长的原则，是适用于一切属灵的领域的。
When we think of a tree growing,
我们可以想一个树它是怎么长大的。
And from a very small little sapling, it grows into a fine mature tree after many seasons.
一棵小小的树苗呢，经过很多很多的季节以后呢，长成一棵非常非常大的树。
It survives drought because it thrusts its roots deep into the soil.
它熬过了干旱，它在干旱的时候呢，它把它的根深深的往下扎。
It can withstand wind because it has put its roots well out into a stable foundation.
他也抵住了狂风，因为他的根呢是往远处伸得很大，他可以抓住很大一片地。
But that has taken year after year and storm after storm.
这个是需要经历一年一年的风雨的锤炼的。
So our gifts, they don't spring into, they don't spring into being fully developed.
就我们的恩赐呢不是一上来就完全成熟了的。
Some people, you know, we live in a generation where we want instant gratification.
我们在这个我们所处的时代呢总是希望速成的。
And there's also teach that, through some spiritual experience, you can suddenly be catapulted into a higher spiritual state.
有些人他教导你经过一些特殊的一些属灵的经历呢你一下子就能到一个更高的属灵的生命的程度了。
But I will guarantee you that that artificial spurt is going to have to be pruned out.
但是我可以向你保证这种人造的拔苗助长呢很快它就会枯萎了。
We need patience.
我们需要耐心。
You know, some very unimpressive beginnings and discouragements often mark our beginnings.
通常呢一个受挫的很艰难的开始呢倒是一个正常的开始了。
We stumble and we fail and, but when we,get picked up by the Lord and we continue on. The Lord makes us stronger each time that he does so.
我们会跌跌撞撞我们会跌倒但是主每次都把我们扶起来他会带着我们继续往前走经过这一次一次的捶打以后呢我们会变得越来越强壮。
Don't be discouraged by some early failings.
所以你开始经历了一些失败呢不要因此而灰心。
We are overcomers. We haven't been overcome. We are overcomers.
我们都是得胜的人我们是不会被战胜的我们是得胜的那一位。
Now in closing, I just praise God for each brother and sister here.
我作为一个总结哈我真的是在神的面前赞扬我们每一个弟兄姐妹在这里的弟兄姐妹们。
Your life might be a dynamic reservoir of potential for the Lord.
你们每个人的生命呢都是有极大的潜能的为主做工有极大的潜能的。
Whether we serve publicly or privately.
不管我们是公开的服侍还是私下默默无闻的服侍。
We can serve in a humble ministry as helps, a compassionate ministry of like mercy. There's no end to opportunities in these areas.
在一些人看不见的在背后的一些服侍比如说帮助人的服侍怜悯人的服侍这样的服侍是有无穷无尽的机会的。
And we can expect at the end if we're faithful in a few things to hear the words, well done, good and faithful servant from the lips of our Lord and Master Jesus Christ.
只要我们在这些小事上忠心地服侍他有一天呢我们会从主耶稣基督我们主的口里听到这样的话他说你这忠心良善的仆人你做得好。
Now, there's a couple of admonitions that Paul gives to Timothy that I want to pass on to you.
我想把保罗给提摩太的几句忠告呢也分享给大家。
The first is found in 1 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书的四章。
And verse 14.
14节。
We don't know exactly what Timothy's gift was, but Paul is giving him an admonition. He says here.
我们不知道提摩太的恩赐是什么，但是在这里呢，保罗给了他一些劝勉，在十四节里他说
，Verse 14, do not neglect the gift that is in you.
他说你不要轻忽所得的恩赐。
Now in his particular case, it was given by prophecy at that time.A needed gift.
当他是一个特殊的例子，他这个恩赐呢是借着预言给他的。
I don't think today that we need the laying on of hands to obtain a gift. The rest of the teaching of the scripture says that we all have a gift.
我认为呢，今天呢不再需要按手才能得到一个恩赐了，因为。圣经的其他的地方都教导我们都被赐予了恩赐。
The important thing is that we are not to neglect our gifts.
这里面重点呢是要强调你不要轻忽所得的恩赐。
We didn't read it in Luke chapter 19, but there was a man who neglected his gift.
我们刚才读到路加福音的十九节的时候呢，十九章的时候，我们往后读，后面呢是有一个人他就。轻忽了他所得的恩赐了。
And that gift was taken from him and given to another.
然后主就把他给他的恩赐呢夺过来给了另外的人。
Paul gives us one other admonition in his second letter.
在提摩太后书里面呢保罗又给了他另外一个劝导。
2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6.
一章六节提摩太后书的。后书的一章六节。
Therefore, he says, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火挑旺起来。
The Apostle Paul certainly had special authority given to him as an apostle. We don't need that.Apostolic authority. We have it written for us in the scripture.
使徒保罗呢，因为他是使徒，所以神给了他一些额外的这个特别的权柄。我们现在不再需要这样的权柄了，因为我们有了圣经的权柄。
But sometimes, we can maybe let that gift grow a little cold, unused, and it's like a fire that isn't added.Any fuel, it begins to burn low.
我们有的时候呢，会让自己的恩赐啊，就像一堆火慢慢的冷却下来了，因为我们没有给它足够的炭让它烧起来。
But the Apostle Paul says to Timothy, "Stir it up, get it going."
所以在这句劝导里面呢，保罗就对提摩太说，你要把你的火、你的圣灵的恩赐挑旺起来。
So those are some guidelines on discovering a gift. There's no instant, showing of gifts.
所以刚才给出的就是帮助你能够发现你属灵恩赐的一些指引指南。但是我们不能一下子立即的就发现了你的恩赐。
It comes down to what? Loving one another and serving one another in love.
最重要的一点呢，就是我们要彼此相爱，彼此服侍。
Now, I'll tell one story. My father was not a very good preacher. He preached occasionally, but only when there was no one else to do it.
我给大家讲一个故事。我的父亲呢，不是一个特别出色的传道人，就是讲课的人了。就是他呢，只是偶尔讲道，但实在找不到人讲道的时候呢，他讲一次。Oh, Eric, you are muted.
Not only was he not a very good public speaker.But when he did speak, because he was an immigrant to this country and he had a very heavy accent, nobody could understand him anyway.
就他不仅呢不擅长这个公开演讲，而且因为他是移民，就是他不是出生在加拿大的，所以他讲话的时候呢带着很重的外国口音，别人都听不懂。
But he was a very valued, counselor and friend of many good preachers.
但是呢，他却是一些很多很好的传道人的属灵的朋友，以及是他们的咨询的，能给他们提供咨询帮助的这样的弟兄。
And sometimes a preacher would come through Western Canada.And he'd be preaching at different little churches all through Western Canada. My father would accompany him as he would go from place to place preaching.
有的时候一些传道人呢，他会在整个加拿大的西部呢，在一个城市一个城市这样巡回的讲道。那我父亲呢，就会一路的陪伴他。
And my father was told by them, they said they very much valued his companionship because he was so strong in his faith. He didn't have to speak. He encouraged those men that were far from their homes and their loved ones, and they were lonely sometimes and even discouraged. And my father used to accompany them and encourage them.
这些被陪伴的这些传道人说呢，就是Eric 父亲的陪伴对他们来说是非常宝贵的，因为Eric 的父亲呢，他信心非常的坚定，他其实不用说什么话，他只要陪着他们，就是给他们很大的鼓励了。因为这些传道人呢，远离家乡，远离他们的亲人，他们在路上的时候呢，常常会感到孤独，有的时候会感到沮丧，但是他们 Eric 的父亲的陪伴呢，就大大的鼓励了他们。
I wonder in heaven.Whether who's going to get the well done, good and faithful servant? I believe both will. One was public, one was private.
我在想啊，在天上谁会得到主的这样的赞许呢？你这忠心良善的仆人这样的赞许呢？我想可能他们两个都会得到，一个是公开讲道的人，一个是私下里陪伴他的人。
My father had the gift of help and the gift of encouragement.
所以我父亲呢是有帮助人和劝慰人的这个恩赐的，鼓励人的恩赐的。
And without those gifts, many of those preachers would have struggled in their own private lives.
没有Eric 父亲的这样的恩赐呢，可能很多公开的传道人呢都会在他的个人的生活里面是很大的挣扎的。
So, it's all of us, whether we have a speaking ministry, or whether we have a ministering ministry, a serving ministry. We all do it to the glory of God.
所以我们都是这样的，不管我们是有讲道的恩赐还是有服事的恩赐呢，我们做这一切都是为了神的荣耀。
And the purpose is that we all might come into a unity of the faith, to the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ.
所以我们共同的目标呢，就是都在主耶稣基督里面成长，长成主耶稣基督那样的身量。
Well, brothers, And sisters, that concludes my teaching tonight. If there are any questions that we might have for next week, please advance them to Brother Long. Otherwise, what we will do is we'll go on to talk a little bit about the servant, the service of servanthood is the title.
Mm-hmm.我今天的这个今天的课呢就讲到这里结束了。如果关于圣灵以及圣灵恩赐这方面有什么问题呢，请大家告诉何浪，我们可以下周来解答。那如果没有问题呢，我们下周会继续讲另外一个话题，就是服事。
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家，非常感谢。
Brother Harold? It's good. Greetings to Josh too.
我们欢迎 Josh， 他刚刚回国，现在在酒店里 quarantine。
Amen. Let's pray.
好，我们现在一起祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for giving us any gift.
主啊，我们要感谢你赐给了我们，任何恩赐都要感谢你。
What we have is the gift of the Holy Spirit, and from Him, many of us have many gifts.
我们这些恩赐都是从圣灵而来的，有些人有很多的恩赐。
And Lord, it's true that when we get a gift here on earth, we say thank you for it.
我们在地上得到一个礼物的时候呢，我们都会说谢谢。
How much more do we thank you for the gift of the Spirit and the gifts that come through the Spirit?
那我们现在得着了圣灵这个礼物，而且得着了借着圣灵来的很多的恩赐，我们会岂不更加感恩吗？
And now, Lord, so with hearts that are thankful, we simply bow and worship you because of your kindness to us.
主啊，我们怀着感恩的心，就在您的面前屈膝敬拜。感谢您的恩典和良善。
But Lord, it is true that also with the gift comes responsibility.
同时呢，这句话也是对的，就是从我们既领受了恩赐，也领受了责任。
And we acknowledge that it's no compliment to the giver if we waste or squander the gift that he has given to us.
我们祷告是盼望我们不会浪费了或滥用了这个恩赐。
So Lord, our prayer this evening is that we might use the gifts that you have given for your glory and for the blessing of your people.
我们的祷告是求您帮助我们使用的恩赐，为了你的荣耀，也为了帮助属你的人。
And so Lord, we are thankful. We pray that you will not only bless us in this coming week, we pray that you'll bring us back together next week and teach us about how to be faithful servants for our God.
主啊，我们求你，不仅求你祝福我们接下去的一周，也求你下周把我们带来，让我们继续学习怎么才能成为你忠心的仆人。
And so we give thanks again now in Jesus' name.
我们再次的奉主耶稣基督的名感谢你。
Amen.
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 Amen. So thank you to you all. It's